There. Let's get rid of that.
What? What are you doing, Bottomer?
Nothing. Huh? I? Oh, it's you, Stamford.
Yeah. What are you doing
to
the blackboard?
Then we do it?
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh, I was just cleaning it.
Cleaning it?
Yeah. Percy had written up all those towns in America.
Well, you'll cop it rubbing the mail.
I? Oh, strike. We've been doing geography for about the last four lessons, and I reckon it's mad.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have cleaned the blackboard.
Oh, rats. Percy will think Mr. Snoodles did it.
Mr. Snoodles?
Yeah, the school caretaker. Or don't you remember him?
Yeah, of course I do. But I haven't seen him for a long time.
He still cleans the classroom.
Does he?
Yeah, of course he does. Percy will think he did it.
Yeah, well, you'll get into a row if he doesn't.
That'd be a novelty, getting into a row.
How do you mean?
Oh, skip it.
Well, I reckon...
Then let us Percy pop down.
And strike.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, now take out your atlases straight away.
Strike!
I didn't say talk, I said take out your atlases, and we're going to do geography.
But didn't we do geography last lesson, sir?
Yes, Bottomley, we did. And the lesson before as well.
Yeah, and the lesson before that.
And the one before that again, too.
Well, there's nothing like variety.
Exactly.
It's a wonder we can learn anything switching from subject to subject.
Yes, but... Bottomley!
Yeah?
I don't want to use this cane today any more than is absolutely necessary. But I warn you that I can't stand too much of you if you're going to talk in that tone of voice.
Ah.
And you better stop saying that, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, all right, Professor. Well, all right, Stamford, keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
Now, will you do as you're told and take out your atlases?
Yes, sir.
I don't want
any... Wait.
Right. Now, I want you, by looking at your maps, your atlases, to find out in what part of America the towns which I've written on the blackboard there are situated.
Can we go when we've done that, sir?
The, I beg pardon?
I was just wondering if we could go when we've done that.
Yes. Well, yes, you can, Bottomley. If you can get that much done in one lesson, I'll be more than satisfied.
Well, you'll excuse me if I just get along.
Certainly, yes.
See you tomorrow, sir.
Yes, right. Bottomley, look, come back here. Come back here immediately. Come back to your place. What's the matter with you? I said nothing of the sort.
Yes, you did, sir.
Listen, I said you could go when you tell me in what part of America all those towns are situated.
What towns, sir?
Those towns on the blackboard.
There are none there.
No, but if you... what did you say?
I said there were none there.
Oh, I thought you said there were none there. Yes, you did say that.
Yes, sure,
that's
right.
But wait a minute. There's none there. There's none there.
No, sir.
No.
Well, I can go then.
Yes. No. Look, stay where you are. Who rubbed those names off? Who was it?
What name, sir?
I wrote a list of the principal towns of America on the blackboard, and some idiot has rubbed them off.
Strike.
Bottomley, do you know anything about this?
I beg your pardon, sir?
You heard what I said.
Said, sir?
Yes.
No, I didn't, sir. My mind was just sort of wandering.
Wandering?
Yes, sir. I was just thinking. I haven't seen Mr. Snoodles for a long time.
Mr. Snoodles?
Yeah, you must remember him, sir. He's the school caretaker.
Yes, all right, I know that.
He talks like that.
I know.
Yes, sir.
He did, but he won't lie down.
Bottomley, unless you want the stick, you'd better stop talking in that dreadful tone of voice.
I was just telling you about Mr. Snoodles, sir.
All right, but I don't want to hear about him.
I thought you said he cleaned the blackboard.
No, did he? Oh, he did he?
No, sir.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
He still cleans the classroom, doesn't he, sir?
Yes, of course he does. He's
there. Here he is now, sir.
Oh, Mr. Snoodle.
Yes?
Did you clean this blackboard?
Oh, I did not.
It's you, Greenbuckle.
Yes, of course it is.
I thought it was Mr. Snoodle.
Why, sir?
Well, why? Because Bottomley says it was, that's why.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, I don't talk like that.
No, but he does.
Yes, attaboy.
So quiet, for goodness sake, stop talking in that dreadful manner. You all seem to have taken leave of your senses.
I wasn't talking like that, sir.
All right, Crawler, all right, Stamford, I didn't say you were. But don't, that's all.
No, sir.
And you other boys remember that as well.
Yes, well, my reason is as follows.
Good.
First of all, I'd like it to be understood that it wasn't...
The green bottle!
Yes?
Are you practicing to become a soapbox orator or something?
No!
Well, what on earth do you think you're doing?
I was just telling you why I was not.
Oh, were you? Well, don't, because I didn't ask you. You waste far too much time with those explanations of yours.
Yes, but...
Well, look, listen, will you listen to me, Pickle Bottle? The gherkin jar, the green bottle. I told you I didn't want to hear it, and that's the end of it.
No! there.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, my name's not Picklebottle.
There, all right, but nobody said it was. However, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you were pickled and put in a bottle.
Yeah?
Look, I don't want to talk to you anymore, so hold your tongue. What I was trying to find out when you burst into the room was, who was responsible for rubbing that list of towns off the blackboard? It took me 25 minutes to write that up there after the last lesson. And now some galoot has just rubbed them all out.
What's a galoot, sir?
It's, Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Quite enough damage has been done without you asking silly questions.
Yeah.
Well, do any of you boys know anything about it? Bottomley, do you?
Well, I think it's a type of person who's a bit onkers in the skull.
What is?
A galoot.
What? I didn't ask you what a galoot was. I want to know who cleaned this blackboard. And another thing, I won't tolerate you boys using that dreadful slang in my classroom. A bit onkers in the skull. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but it just means he's a dill.
All right, I know what it means, but don't say it. It's slang, and it's about time you learned to speak the King's English.
Yeah, but I reckon...
To the bottom of it.
Yeah?
Will you pipe down?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't mean that. I want you to cease chattering.
Ah.
Yes, so. And I want the boy who cleaned this blackboard to own up. Well, come on. Look, we haven't got all day to waste.
I thought... weren't you talking about Mr. Snoodle, sir?
Yes, I was.
Oh, well, you know, about him cleaning the room and all that.
Bottomley!
Yeah?
Why are you so anxious to blame Mr. Snoodles for this?
Eh? I'm not anxious to blame him, sir.
Aren't you?
No, sir.
Oh, I see.
And him being caretaker, like I thought, well, he cleans the classroom and...
Bottomley! It was definitely not Mr. Snoodles.
Nah, eh?
Mr. Snoodles did not clean that blackboard.
Oh, well, didn't he, sir?
Will you be good enough to look at that waste paper basket there?
Waste paper basket?
Can you see that it still has paper in it?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, what does that mean, Buckley?
Mean?
Yes, what does that suggest to you?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Well, I'll tell you. The fact that the waste paper basket still has paper in it proves conclusively that Mr. Snoodles hasn't yet cleaned this classroom. Those papers were there when I left last lesson. So Mr. Snoodles hasn't cleaned the classroom today.
Strike. Are you related to Charlie Chan?
I'm his mother. And so you... No! No, I'm not... What are you talking about, Bottomley?
Charlie Chan, the detective bloke in the picture.
Is your name Bottomley?
No, you must remember me. I come from a long line of pickle bottles.
Yes, well, get back on the shelf.
Yes.
Serves you right, Green Bottle. That's the first time I've had to give the stick this today, but you asked for it. First of all, you interrupted us, and then you tried to be funny.
Yes, but you called me pickle bottle to start with.
All right, well, I can be funny if I want to.
Can you?
Of course I can.
Well, go on, make us laugh.
What shall I do?
Cut your throat.
Right, No, I won't. No, let me just say. Oh, so you're just going to start and be funny too, are you? That was just downright impertinence. That's all that was, Bottomley.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cherub. Stanford, you're the only one who didn't get the stick then. But be very careful or you will get it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, now back to this detective business.
Right. Now, Greenbottle, unless you're very careful, you'll get the stick again.
Yeah.
Well, look, keep quiet and take a bit of notice of what I say.
Don't you think perhaps we'd better get on with the work, sir?
No, Bottomley, I don't. I'm determined to find out who was responsible for this. And when I do, there's going to be one of the biggest rows that's ever been in this classroom.
Quiet.
And Bottomley. Don't you dare get a dizzy spell.
How do you mean, sir?
You know very well how I mean. And don't forget that I'm suspicious of every move you make.
Strike, you've got a set on me.
Yes. I haven't got a set on you at all, Bottomley. I've just got a sort of notion that possibly you know a little more about this than you've told me. And I intend to find out. Keep quiet. The waste paper box has not been emptied. That means that Mr. Snoodles has not been in the classroom. Now the next thing.
Oh, sir.
Yes?
Don't you think that might mean he was so busy cleaning the blackboard he didn't have time to empty it?
Yes. Do you think?
What happened?
Is it? Well, I'm not so sure about that. We'll assume that my interpretation is correct.
All right.
Who was the first boy to arrive this morning?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't it?
No, I was late.
Greenbottle, never at any stage did I think you were the first boy here. That's never happened in your whole life.
No, because I was late.
Yes, I know you were.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and my reason is as follows.
Good.
It so all happened that when I arose from Miami...
Listen, I may agree with you. There. That might keep you quiet for a while. I've already told you once this morning that I don't want to hear about that. But that doesn't seem to make any difference to you at all.
Yes, but I was only telling you.
Well, look, don't tell me anything. I don't want to hear your voice at all. And there was absolutely no need for you to tell me that you weren't the first here.
Yes, but neither I wasn't.
All right, I know that. I should think the first one here today would have been Stanford.
No, it wasn't, sir.
Oh, you weren't first.
No, sir.
Oh, I see. You arrived second and then cleaned the blackboard.
Yeah. No, sir, I didn't do that.
Didn't you?
No, sir, that was done when I got here.
Oh, it was done then.
Yes, he just finished it, sir.
Who? Go on, Stanford, go on. Who?
Right there, Mark.
Go on.
Mr. Snootles, sir.
Keep quiet. Was Mr. Snootles here when you got here, Stanford?
Well,
was he?
No, sir.
No.
Can I go now, sir?
Yes.
Gee, thanks.
Now, look, come back here, Bottomy. Come back. Oh, he's gone. Wait till I get my hands on that boy.
You said he could do.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Who was that?
Bottomly at the window, sir.
Well, get him back.
Yeah.
Well, go on, look, don't just sit there.
Yes, but by the time we catch him, he'll be young.
All right, well, I don't care about that.
Yes, but we'd better say good morning.
Exactly. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Come on,
no, they've gone again.